This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now joining us, because we are the... What? Don't look at me like that.
I can.
We are the show of FC Dallas. Like we, man, we love talking to FC Dallas players. And joining us right now is FC Dallas midfielder Paxton Pomacall. How's it going, Paxton?
Good, good. How are y'all doing?
Doing all right. Hey, did that sound effect that just happened, did that not sound like trash falling down a stairwell?
Oh, it definitely did. You
see?
Got it spot on.
And what do you think about the fact that you said you're doing good and Corey just goes, I'm all right. Like, do you feel like he's already setting a low bar for this interview?
No. You know, I think all right is pretty median. So, you know, I think when I say all right, I'm having a decent day, too.
There you go.
You have to say bad to have a bad day. So.
Okay. Well, hopefully by the end, you can ask him how he's doing. And
hopefully he'll say great, huh?
Exactly.
Doing Tony the Tiger or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So we heard that you were just working out with the strength and conditioning coach. How goes it, and what's your workout routine, I guess?
Yeah, we just had a little gym session with our strength and conditioning coach today. We just did like chest try and then a little bit of back for like 45 minutes. It was just an optional session for a couple of the guys that wanted to get a little bit of extra work, so it wasn't like a full team exercise.
And so you optioned in for that one because you wanted to work more on strength than conditioning, or did you think you like both?
I optioned I like in just solely because I wanted to get a little bit of a gym workout in. It wasn't anything on the ball, so it's not really conditioning. It's just more like upper body, no legs.
Now, you guys have been in the midst of your training camp, obviously season opener, not too far away, about a week and a half. How do you feel about your role on the team? Do you feel like you've solidified yourself as a starter? What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, I think that so far training camp has gone really well. I think Tucson's been really good for the team to get away from Dallas and to really be together as a team 24/7 is good for the, you know, team chemistry and all that. So regarding the team, I think we're in a really good spot right now. As for me, you know, I think I've done well so far in training camp, but obviously we have a lot of talented guys on the team, so I don't think any starting spots are permanent yet, and I don't think they will be throughout the season. I think whoever does well that week is gonna earn the opportunity, and I think the coaching staff has stressed that, so I gotta perform day in and day out.
Coach is a buddy of ours. Do you want us to put the good word in, or
maybe slide it on, but don't tell him I told you.
Just remember this: as much as he loves Cardi B and all the new music, he also likes the classic stuff. So make sure that you brush up on your classic music too. Classic.
I'll
rock
make
stuff.
Sure when I get the aux, I'll make sure to play some Cardi B and a little bit of a 80s music.
There you go. Now, you said you're in Tucson. The other night, we did. Watch out for Zion National Park. I just saw a story that there is quicksand at that national park, and I don't want you guys getting lost in the national park because of quicksand. Plus, we know how Zions, you know, get affected, right, Duke?
All right.
Yeah, so be very careful when you're going around national parks, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
How tough would it be to play a game of soccer in quicksand?
How tough would it be?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think that it's hard enough to run in real sand, so to play in quicksand, I couldn't even imagine.
I wonder if interesting question is code word for that's a dumb question.
That's the dumbest one tonight.
But he's too nice to not say that.
The ones that make you think are interesting.
All right.
Okay, so you're ahead of the game,
yeah,
Corey.
You're welcome.
So we can ask serious soccer questions as well when the time calls for it. Now is not that time. No, I'm just kidding. I'll ask a serious soccer question. So one of the things that FC Dallas fans, and I'm sure the players obviously, have been frustrated about the past couple of years is the team has positioned itself as not only a playoff team, but one of the best teams in the MLS time and again. And then you kind of see that late season swoon that ends with a playoff run shorter than hoped for. Is that addressed during training camp? Like, I realized that was a different coach and there's different players, but that's been something that's existed for a couple of years. Does that get discussed at all? And how do you change that?
Yeah, no, I think that's actually a really good question because
thank you.
it doesn't really make sense when you look at the grand scheme of things. But going into this training camp, I think we're just trying to focus on a new year, new coach, new system, new style. Everybody kind of has a fresh slate, so we're not really dwelling on the past right now. We obviously remember, and it hurts, but we're moving on and starting to look forward to this year. But I think as far as why and how, I don't think you can really, like, give a clear explanation. I mean, soccer is a weird game, and the way that the MLS is set up is for basically this year is going to be a single elimination game for playoffs. So it's basically whoever comes in and performs the best they do that day. I mean, the supporter shield is more of a say of who is the best team in the MLS for that season. And then I think MLS Cup is more of who is the best in form at that point in time, because that's just how the tournament works.
And you say soccer's a weird game, and that's really interesting, because you were, what, 16 when you got your first minutes with FC Dallas?
Yes, I believe so.
16 years old, and it other professional sports, you don't get that kind of, like, 16 years old seems very young, but it seems like it's a natural thing for MLS. You look across soccer and you see a lot of young players playing in the game. Is there something about the development at that age that that allows for it more, or do you think it's better to get younger players at that point because they can develop so for such a long career?
Well, I think you have to look at two things when you're looking at young players within soccer. One would be that a lot of younger guys are trying to sign in MLS now just solely because teams want to tag them and want to keep them for themselves. And it's hard when you see a team develop a guy and then he goes overseas and you don't get any compensation. So teams are starting to recognize that, because in Europe you have, from 16 all the way up, you have the best guys are already signing first team deals, and we're starting to try to replicate that now there. Second thing I would say is, with soccer compared to other sports, I think that physicality is not as important. I think you look at a 16-year-old that's going to try to play in the NFL or NBA, he's just not physically developed enough to be able to compete with guys that are bashing in or 6 feet, 8 tall, you know? So it's, soccer's more, don't get me wrong, physicality is one of the aspects, but if you have a kid who's very good on the ball, smart, and can move and get out of certain situations, then I think that's a plus for the team.
Oh, fascinating. So, and obviously you have experience with the coach because you worked with him in the academy program. How much does that help your transition now that, I mean, I know you've been on the team, but now that you're going to get more minutes and more games in?
Hopefully I get more minutes and more games.
I'll go ahead and say that for you. I'm not saying you're saying it. I'll say it for you.
Okay. I think that the transition is, obviously, there's no denying it. It's a lot easier for me and even a lot of the other guys that came up from the academy, because Lucci's a friendly face, as well as Peter and Mikey. So it's not only the head coach, but it's the assistant coaches as well. And it's nice to be able to have a friendly face and not have to start fresh. Yeah, for sure.
Now, can you walk us back through, obviously soccer has dominated your life, but can you walk us through, like, when did you first start playing soccer? And maybe more importantly, when did you realize that you love soccer and this is something that you had the aptitude to pursue?
Yeah, I started, so my dad played soccer in college, and so that would kind of set up a pathway for myself and my brothers. And I started playing when I was 3-4 years old, organized with Glasso and whatnot. So yeah, for just ever since I can remember, I was always on a ball in the house and with my brothers. And then regarding when I really thought that becoming a pro was obviously when you're a kid, that's everybody's dream is to be a professional sure. athlete in whatever sport they have their dream in. But when I was about 14, 15 is when I really thought that I could, that was something I could do. And then 2 years later it happened. But I'm a pretty realistic guy. So like, that's realistically when I thought I could really make this happen.
What's the hierarchy of talent in the household then? Oh. Like if we put everyone back together,
can't put me on the spotlight, that
absolutely,
yeah.
I don't know. I
yes, you do.
Be humble.
My two brothers. My oldest brother just finished his senior year playing in college, and then my little brother is a sophomore in high school. So it's hard to compare them because they're different ages, and they would kill me if I said one or the other. So I would humbly say that I am not going to answer that question, which order. I can't do it to them.
Man, all right, here's
I think that answers the question. Here's the for way us,
that,
I do.
Here's the way that this answer this question always gets answered. The youngest is always supposed to be the best one. All right. All the older brothers always say that. They're like, oh yeah, he's even better than we are. So you always throw that one out there.
I'm the middle child.
There you go. So yeah, so you can throw that one out there. The youngest brother, he's gonna be the greatest one. But you're already playing pro soccer. So so you're already ahead of is it your oldest brother? Yeah, you're already ahead of him, right?
Yes.
Now, was college ever, is it ever an option? Is that something you're looking to do?
Yeah, no, college, that's getting my education was always very important to me. And if it wasn't the right circumstance in which I was going to sign, I was always going to just hold off and then go to college and then see what happened after that. And I actually start SNHU in 2 weeks. So I am going to start school and start getting classes in and get credits towards my degree. Yeah.
There you go.
Very sometimes. Nice.
Now,
very nice.
The other day, the big video, the hilarious video was that SC Dallas, they brought the guys in and showed them the new jerseys, the fake jerseys.
They got me so bad.
Were you like, oh my gosh, this is not real. I can't believe this right now.
You know, I honestly, they pulled up like pictures on the iPad and like started showing us a presentation of why these were the top jersey that they thought of and the relation to Texas and all this stuff. And the fact that they made real jerseys, like it's beyond me to be frank. It was ridiculous. And me and Jesus had no idea. I'm not a dumb guy. I should have known, like tacos on a jersey. Really?
did you take one of the terrible fake jerseys with you then?
No, I think some of the guys, tried them on and started taking pictures of them, but I'm pretty sure that they're voting on like which one is a fan favorite and they're going to make a t-shirt for the fans that they can buy.
That's awesome. Like that, so.
In that case, which one do you want to support of the terrible jerseys? Is it the taco one?
Oh no, I taco is my least favorite for sure. The cowboy with the cactus was bearable.
Sounds like a good slogan to me. FC Dallas players say this new t-shirt is, quote, bearable. I like it. So since you guys have been on the road, we heard that you're rooming with another one of our former guests, Reggie Cannon.
Who's he's right next to me.
Oh, okay. So did he warn you that we ask nonsensical questions?
No. No, he didn't say anything like that. Of course not.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and put him on blast if need be. How is he as a roommate? Is he a good roommate? Is he messy? How does that work?
Time to throw Reggie under the bus. No, Reggie's a great roommate. A bit on the messier side, but, you know, he's a great guy, and he's looking at me crazy right now. No,
I mean, if he wants to respond, you can put him on the phone.
What kind of messy stuff does he do? Like, what does he leave? Does he just leave clothes laying around? Does he bring mud in and just doesn't care?
No, just like clothes. He's not a super messy guy. Like, we're not. Our room's pretty clean.
Okay.
So.
All right. So he's not one of those guys like, yeah, I just had a chili dog. It's everywhere.
No. He's a great roommate. And yeah, he's a good friend too. So.
You think he's being honest?
I love rooming with him.
No, I think it's really nice that you're saying that with him right next to you. For people who aren't in the room with you right now, do you want to throw any of them under the bus? Who's the messiest roommate you've ever had?
Yeah, that's great.
The messiest roommate I've ever had?
Yeah.
It's probably Reggie.
Wow. What a quick turn of events that was.
Great.
So, obviously, we talked a lot about training camp and leading into it, but what's the excitement level at this point? You guys are only about a week and a half out. You got the season opener. It's going to be at home. How prepped are you guys at this moment to get the season actually started?
Yeah, no, we're stoked. Like you said, it's a week and a half away, so next Saturday the 2nd. I think all the guys are really anxious and excited to be able to start this new era and new season. It's kind of, we're all, we've all been training for four and a half weeks now, and that just for this one moment to get the season started. So I think all of us are starting to get a little anxious.
And since you said you're about to start college, you get to be valedictorian of your college or win the MLS Cup this year. Which are you choosing?
Well, judging by the fact I probably can't finish 4 years of school in 1 year, I would love him. No matter what, MLS Cup. Yeah, that's way more important to me. I'd rather be salutatorian, lift a cup.
Okay, I like that. I like that, man. Well, tell Reggie we said hello and to pick up his shirts and stuff. We really appreciate it, man.
Hey, Reg, they say hello and to pick up your shirts.
Oh, man. I don't know what he said, but it sounded like he was displeased by that comment.
What a warm welcome.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, tell him we'll have him on the show soon. We miss him.
Miss you, Reggie.
For sure.
All right, later, Paxton.
Later. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Paxton Pomacall, FC Dallas, season opener, as he said, March 2nd. So that's a week from Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Get your tickets.
When did Reggie turn into the teacher from Peanuts?
But you could tell that he was not super pleased.
Paxton's a super quick on his feet, man. You asked him that question, he already had an answer. He was like, I can't graduate college fast enough. All right.
But I like that he also said, I could be the salutatorian.
Yeah.
And I thought, not bad.
Good kid right there.
Not bad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.